This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. Top of the hour news. The head of Homeland Security, it looks like he's going. And President Donald Trump thanks him for his service. And you know what's really interesting about that, Rich Even? Homeland Security was interested in building a database of broadcasters and opinion shapers in the United States, of which I am sure we would be included on the list because we're considered an opinion, influencer. Interesting. I wish the director of Homeland Security good riddance. Now, who do these people think they are? They want to know everything. I mean, it's like, There's nothing that the government does not want to know about us. But I do have a couple comments on what you said during the previous hour. And you talked about control. And you talked about standing for principle. So I have a couple comments about that. Here is a story. Kentucky.com. And here's what it says. And this is a micro example of control. And I'll tell you a little story about what I did when I experienced an example of control being trying to be applied to me and my family. So here we go. So this Kentucky neighborhood bans Danes, Dobermans, German Shepherds, St. Bernards, and other dogs. And people living in this Lexington, Kentucky neighborhood were notified last week that several dog breeds, including pit bulls, Great Danes, Huskies, were being banned. They were sent a letter telling them that there's a change in the existing dog restriction, which previously referred to only unspecified aggressive breeds. So now they are including and delineating which dogs you cannot have in this neighborhood. All right. So let's think about that. So you have a Dane, or you have a German Shepherd, or a Husky, and that animal is a member of your family. Just like Thomas Jefferson, as we refer to him, TJ, is an English Mastiff. He is a member of our family. He's adopted us. We've adopted him. And so if someone were to say to me, you know what, you're going to have to get rid of a member of your family, I'd go ballistic. Absolutely ballistic. So let me tell you a little story about deed restrictions and homeowners association characteristics. So back in 1979, Mrs. Fennelli and I bought a house. It was a two-story brick colonial. The neighborhood was constructed in 1945. This particular house, I found a newspaper article, was the model house. It was really interesting. It was a very nice house. And it had in it a two-car garage. So you would drive in the driveway, make a left-hand turn, and you would open the garage door and pull your vehicle into the house. So the garage was on the first floor. Well, as we had children, we decided, you know, it sure would be nice to have a room for the children to play in. So we decided to convert this two-car garage, add windows, and make it into a family room. But we still wanted to have a garage. So we decided that we would build a garage, a freestanding garage, two-car garage. Now, the house was brick, and it was painted kind of like a grayish tan color. And it had a roof that matched. And part of the house had the gable ends had some cedar shakes, meaning cedar siding shingles. And they were painted to match the house. It was all very tastefully done. So we drew up some plans to build this two-car garage that matched the lines, the character, the cedar shakes, the color, the roof pitch. Everything was to match the house. And we submitted the plans to the homeowners association. And they said, no. Nope. We don't like it. And we said, okay, why? Well, it's too tall. Okay. How much too tall is it? About 2 feet. Okay, so it's about 2 feet too tall. Well, the reason it's that height is because we wanted to be able to use the area above the cars as an attic for storage. We want that as a storage area. So we didn't make an unsightly garage. We planned to build a matching structure, same roof pitch and everything else, and they thought it was too tall. It was just their opinion. We hit an impasse, and they said, nope, we're not going to approve it. So we said, all right, okay, there's nothing we can do to make you change your mind. Nope, we're not going to approve this garage. So I said, okay, you know what? And the guy who was the president of the Civic Association lived right across the road from us, right across the street, if you will. And I said, you know what? I'm glad you brought this up. And you know what? We don't really want a garage anyway. We've decided not to build a garage. Instead, we're going to save some money, and we're going to put up a tent. And we're going to put our cars in the tent. And I found the circus tent, and we're going to put that up. And I don't need a permit. I don't need your approval. I don't need anything. I'm just going to do it because it's a temporary structure, if you will. And I found one that has... It's not exactly what I wanted, but it's got a yellow stripe on it, and it's got a red stripe, and it's got a white stripe, and it alternates. And it's about the size to park two cars in it, so I'm just going to do that. Their response was, tell you what, you know, that garage you wanted to build, that's okay with us. Because we gave them an option. All right, no garage, no problem. We're going to put up a circus tent, and it would devalue the neighborhood. And they realized that. And I didn't say that. I didn't threaten them. I just said, no, okay, that's good. Here's what we're going to do instead. So that was my response to control on a micro scale. Now, let me tell you what else I did. So I read through the deed restrictions of this house. Now, when this house was built in this neighborhood, the builder decided that he wanted to have certain restrictions, things you could not do on your property. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story, class, is because when you have a neighborhood like this one in Lexington, Kentucky, that says that you're St. Bernard, you can't have them anymore. You got to get rid of that member of your family. Now, I'm not sure if they want you to kill them or just send them elsewhere or what they want you to do, but none of it is acceptable to me. So what I did in preparation for the final meeting with the Civic Association of this neighborhood that we lived in and starting in 1979, I read the deed restrictions. And it said things. Now, these are not my words, class, so don't blame me and don't be angry for what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell it like it is. They said that you couldn't have chickens. Okay? And if you wanted to move into this neighborhood, well, you agreed not to have chickens. And there are other animals that you couldn't have as well. And all the black people had to be out of the neighborhood. All the black people had to be out by 4:30 in the afternoon. Huh. Well, does that sound like that would fly? I don't think so. So one of the things that you might find is something like that in your deed restrictions. And you can say, you know what? this is unacceptable. It's unconstitutional. You can't tell black people that they've got to be out of the neighborhood, or people of a red color or yellow color or any other color or white. You can't tell them they've got to be out at a certain time. So based on that, I'm not buying any of the deed restrictions. I'm not agreeing to any of it. It's unconstitutional. Take a hike. I'm going to do what I want. And about those chickens, I think mostly they're going to be roosters. That's how I would respond. So I just wanted to share that little thought, a micro example of how I react when there is oppression and control and on the Finelli family, and how I do stand for principle. One more example. So our daughter bought a house in Virginia, and it had a homeowners association. Next thing you know, she gets a letter. This was a used house. She was not the first owner. She gets a letter, and they're fining her. They're saying that you are now being fined because you do not have screens on the front windows of your house that match. As a matter of fact, it's worse than that. You have some missing screens, and here's the fine. So our daughter sends back a written response. Show me where you see that the screens don't match and where screens are missing. So they sent her an email with a picture of the house. And she says, you're absolutely right. Screens are missing. Screens don't match. And by the way, that was before I bought the house. The house has all matching front screens and all that. So what I'm saying is, you don't have to accept what people tell you who act like they're an authority. You don't have to. You can challenge it. You can challenge it very easily. As a matter of fact, we're preparing our taxes right now, and we are writing in the margins, in the notes, on Publication 17 and all the other publications that relate to our taxes, what we think they mean. And when we get audited, if we get audited, I'm fully prepared to defend all of the positions we have taken, including some of the positions I don't think are exactly what they want us to do. But what's going to happen is, so for example, use of our home as a business, they want us to use their formula. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to limit myself to their formula. I'm going to use an exact calculation. Exactly. Square footage. And they can say, yeah, but you didn't follow the formula. I'm going, yeah. Yeah, because it's not exact. What I did is exact. So those are how I respond to the oppression and how I do stand for principle in class. I know Rich Sheban does, and I hope you do as well. And you can take a page out of our book if you'd like. We're going to a commercial break, and Rich Sheban, I'd love to hear your comments on what I just said when we come back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rachid is with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, any comments about what I mentioned in my reaction for standing principal in the little micro events that I've described with the window screens and the homeowners association and the restriction on building a garage that I just said, we're going to do it, you know, our way, regardless of what you guys think. What are your thoughts?
We have to stick up for the little guy, and a lot of these restrictions and covenants are often to protect the bigger guy. But before I talk about that, let me just mention a comment about you were talking about DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and the high-ranking advisor leaving. Basically, when they create a database of so-called influencers, that's just an example of tyranny. That's exactly what that is. Conformity comes in many different ways. Threats, intimidation, bribery, blackmail, coercion, blacklisting. A lot of different ways that they can do it. And if there's anything out there that suppresses freedom of speech or anything in the Bill of Rights or Constitution, as an example of tyranny or buying sedition, treason, espionage and all the things that I've talked about in the past. Now, regarding homeowners association, certain freedoms, I got to say, and this is going to be a very broad answer, but it depends. Like the dog examples, I have mixed feelings, and let me tell you why. I have Great Pyrenees dogs, and if I lived in a subdivision, someone showed up with a Great Pyrenees, I don't know how happy I'd be, because I feel you have to be 100 yards from a barking dog because of the fact that, now, unless you were there first and somebody moved next door to you and they were the first person within 100 yards, you know, that's on them. But I think as far as the homeowners association, like even in Missoula, Montana, there's associations where you're not allowed to cut down a tree on your own property, or you have to plant a tree on your own property, or both. Some of these restrictions and covenants are so over the top that it doesn't make sense. And, well, someone could say, well, what if a meth lab moves in? Well, a meth lab is already on the books and it's already illegal. So I think what homeowners associations should do to create ideas and solutions for this predicament is when you go in as a possible buyer in a certain subdivision, neighborhood, or spot, whatever you want to call it, and there's restrictive covenants, I think the covenants should be there and legally have to be given to a prospective buyer, whether it be from the homeowner or the realtor, by law, so people can see what the restrictive covenants are. And it needs to be broken down, not in 10 pages where someone's going to say, oh, my God, how can I read this? It's got to be broken down in bullet points. And so what's going to happen is when restrictive covenants get so over the top and the restrictions really hamper people's quality of life and lifestyle, I think what's going to happen in that particular neighborhood is people are going to start saying, hey, I'm not going to buy here. And that word's going to get out. And then the neighborhood's going to get together and say, okay, we need to delete this, delete this, delete that. It's the same thing that I talked about this ominous bill that just got passed. I mean, we need to have a situation where there's not just one line item veto, but we need to put everything, every bill that passes, in one line and make it simple and understandable, and so we can debate one thing at a time instead of, certain people at the top who have an addiction to power, money, and control who want to protect only their investment and not allow the little people to try to survive. So that's how I would do it. I would do it in an ideas and solution situation where the people actually control all of them, not just the wealthiest people in the neighborhood, not just the wealthiest people in big government, not just the wealthiest people in the big corporate oligarchies, where the people have a say. And it gets debated. And we don't have screaming and yelling and violence and chanting and, fifth grade behavior. We need to have intellectual communication. These objective facts, beliefs, subjective emotional opinions. And I think, this homeowners association is just a micro example of where we've gotten at every level of government and big corporate oligarchies to where we are not allowing everybody to voice their opinion.
Yeah, hold that thought. I've got a reaction to what you said.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And bills should be one sentence. Well, I just jotted down a few during the commercial break. And here's one of them. It is lawful to resist an illegal arrest. It is lawful to resist an illegal arrest. Here's another one. All representatives will read and understand every bill he votes on or will be guilty of failure to perform his duty and will be imprisoned for not less than 10 years. All representatives will read and understand every bill he votes on or will be guilty of failure to perform his duty and will be imprisoned for not less than 10 years. Here's another one. The people shall have the right to own any weapons that the government has. The people shall have the right to own any weapons that the government has. Here's another one. No bill shall be longer than one sentence and is written on the ninth grade level or lower. Just a few thoughts. Any comments?
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it should be. That's what makes sense. I mean, we're... As long as we keep doing the behaviors we are doing, America is basically reinforcing the emperor has no clothes philosophy with a little people, whether they can't understand it, don't have the time to read it. It gets interpreted different ways where you get called a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, conspiracy theory if you say things like this. I mean, just like when I was talking about that chart from Zero Hedge regarding the NASDAQ going up and bonds long-term going down. You know, there's no way you can justify the fact that we have an inflationary situation or else interest rates would be going up. Now, if we lose confidence in fiat currency, especially the U.S. dollar and China and Japan, and everybody who owns our debt starts selling treasuries and we have a ton of money coming back quickly, and heck, even if we go into another QE situation, another money printing situation, which we have been doing, but if it, in lieu of QT, quantitative tightening, if we keep printing money, who knows? Could that put us in an inflationary situation? Possibly. But for the bottom 93%, it's going to be a stagflationary hybrid disaster. So why don't we keep, why don't we talk about things like that? Why don't we talk about, you know, it takes, depending on what source you get it from, between $3 and $6 of increasing debt. Is only $1 to increase GDP. Why don't we talk about the fact that 1% of the people owns 83% of the stock? Why don't we talk? I mean, there's so many things that we can talk about that make sense. But see, when we say these things, that's when they call us extremist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, controversial, anti-this, ism, ist, and phobia that. I mean, it's gotten to the point where this is why I'm saying we need to talk about ideas and solutions and create our own venues and our own podiums to talk about benefiting the little people, because it really is an aristocracy, serfdom relationship in every sense of the word, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And this is why, like, standing for principle, practice what you preach laws, QE for the people that I just talked about today. We need to transfer the power back to the people, and that's why Trump was elected. And if I don't think most people really care about the fact that Trump is not an angel, because I don't think any of us are. We're all imperfect sinners because we're human. And if we can create platforms for the people, by the people, and of the people, all the people, in lieu of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing us by every group possible. I mean, even that Mark Robinson I talked about earlier from Greensboro, North Carolina, where he gave that 3-minute speech, he even talked about, you know, he's tired of hearing about different groups, you know, race, gender, sex, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, all the race being that's going on. It's getting out of hand. We need to concentrate on the platforms and the venues for the people, by the people, of the people, and keep it simple and make it so we can all have some type of prosperity, so we can all control our own destiny. Because if we let the Mark Zuckerbergs do this and they sell all of our data to the big corporations, to governments, for the benefit of controlling the people through coercion or bribery or blackmail, whatever, then forget about anything getting better. opioid and drug use and despair, everything that's bad will increase on the charts. That's...
You know, I was thinking about Mark Zuckerberg. The scandal involves at least 87 million people, right? So that's what we know so far. And we now know that, well, let's look at this. I'm going to click on an article right here. Here's a post. Oh, geez. I think my computer has some problems. What happened? Oh, geez. I've got a challenge here. All right. So Facebook has been scanning the contents of private messages. Now, I guess that makes sense that they would do that. Why wouldn't they do that, right? Why would they not, if they're doing all the other things they're doing, why would they not scan your private messages? Did you know that, class? Did you know that Mark Zuckerberg admits that Facebook scans some of the content of your private messages, the conversations, and that, well, links and images are scanned, what they're saying, to prevent the spread of illegal and extreme content. What business is it of theirs? You know, you used to be able to say things like, you hate some particular government alleged representative or the president. Now you can't even say that because that's hate speech. But Mark Zuckerberg is and his company is looking through messages that you thought were private. Wow. And what happens when people go to court? And then they say, well, you know, here's what you said. Here's what you said in your email. Wait a minute. What about POP3? POP3, you think that your email messages are sent across the internet. They come from the sender. And they end up on your PC where they live. But then they get brought up later on. How's that happen? So they're being stored? Who's storing them? How does the government have access to them? It's kind of frightening. It's terrifying to me that people are watching every move we make. Every move we make. From the purchases on our credit cards, they know what we buy. I mean, I'm getting ads. I'm getting all kinds of ads for all kinds of things based on a search. If I type Fram oil filter, I get all kinds of Fram advertisements. If I type batteries, I get all kinds of advertisements. I don't like it. I can't stand it. And where does that come from? That comes from Google and the Facebook types who are profiting from trying to figure out what we're interested in. Who would have thought of that 20 years ago? That you could build one of the largest valued companies on the planet from spying on people? Who would have thought of that? Mark Zuckerberg, the king, in my opinion, of peeping toms. So I would suggest that if you don't like what you hear about Mark Zuckerberg, or if you don't like what you read about him, if you don't like the fact that he's garnering intelligence from what you post and selling it, if you don't like that, throw him overboard. Get rid of Facebook, and that's what I'm doing. But I'm trying to figure out something more responsive. Something more like, how do I destroy the data? Make it useless for whatever he's collected about me, USA Prepares, what we do here. How do we make that data useless? Rather than just say delete and then say, well, I hit the delete button, it's gone. No, it's not. I want to scramble it. I want to destroy the data that parasite, Mark Zuckerberg, these are my opinions, has compiled on us. And there's no way I believe that guy that wears a gray t-shirt has done this without government money. I believe he's government backed. I believe that. And here's something that I'd like to know. Why is it? Why is it that these people who I despise so much, who have created so much harm on our planet, are ugly? Ugly in the way they look, in the way they behave. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Greenspan. Greenspan. I mean, if you had a choice to pick out a face, and you were being offered a choice by your creator, okay, just go to this list and pick out a face that you'd like to have. Who in their right mind would pick out Alan Greenspan's face? Okay, or Mark Zuckerberg's face? You know, who have you ever heard say, "Boy, I wish I looked like Alan Greenspan"? Gosh. So, we're cursed. We're cursed with their presence, and we're cursed with having to look at them. Mark Zuckerberg. Boy, I think he's one of the most ugly people on the planet in many, many ways. I'm interested to see if my free speech will have any impact on how he and his ilk retaliate. Wouldn't that be interesting? And of course, I'll report on it. So my plan is to dump Mark Zuckerberg and his ilk and just use a website that we control. Partially control, I guess, to get the word out. And I'd love to hear Rich Sheban's thoughts on what I just said. Maybe it was a blistering response to my reaction, showing my reaction to Mark Zuckerberg. And we've all been Zuckerberged. Trying to be polite. Make sure no one misunderstands what I said.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, you can see the kind of pretty angry about these ugly people and what they do to us. My mom did not raise me this way. She raised me to be polite. And I've learned this. This is something that, you know, she didn't teach me. This is something that I've experienced through my life. And I look at things, and some of them just really bother me. And who are these ugly people that want to control our lives and spy on us? I find them ugly on many, many levels, including physically. Rich Sheehan, any thoughts?
Well, power, money, and control really is an addiction, and it should be way in front of alcoholism or drug addiction or anything. And obviously the powers that be don't want to include that, because they need to foment hate, chaos, infighting. But for the 87 million people that Facebook has admitted to stealing their data, that's a bunch of crap. It's probably triple that. And keep in mind, they're also a worldwide social media giant. And, I mentioned last week that they hired physicians to get data from hospitals, and who knows what kind of blackmail they're going to use on people with that as well. The little people basically have no representation, no restitution, and no protection under the law, and that's why the little people need to stand up. Social media, amongst all the big corporate oligarchies, the fascist system, where the corporate oligarchies have created an alliance with big government and can't be touched, basically has played, duped, and used the American people. And unless we create platforms and venues where we can give ideas and solutions and survive, because the correct word to use is not populism, it's survivalism. That's how bad things have gotten. And I don't think I've read, I can't tell you how many things I've read where the elite feel that there's overpopulation. And that's why I often mention things like I did a few moments ago about GMOs, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, vaccines, geoengineering, pedophilia, wars that we might go into any day now. You know, if we could have venues, if Trump really wanted to transfer power back to the people, and give venues and platforms to the little people that went national, who knows? Maybe the little people, which is the bottom 93% of Americans, could come up with ideas and solutions that could make everybody happy. Like some of the things that I've been pitching for years, like practice what you preach, laws, standing for principle, and QE for the people. But for all of you people who listen out there, to the so-called mainstream media who are so-called conservative, why do you think they don't mention these things that I mentioned? It's because they're bought and paid for. There's certain messages that get sanctioned on what to say and especially what not to say. It's all about keeping the status quo or manufacturing an incognito caste system. So we all have to stand up. We have to read up. We have to speak up. And we have to exercise our First Amendment rights and use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion.
Rich, here's what they did. Here's what they did. They took advantage of our trust. Let me say that again.
Absolutely.
They took advantage of our trust. And I'm going to give you a couple of simple examples. They took advantage of our trust by deflating the ball. So the other team is at a disadvantage. Deflating the ball. To give an unfair advantage to one team over another. That is taking advantage of our trust. Here's another one. How about those red light cameras that these municipalities and cities have installed? The government has installed these red light cameras. And then what they did was they tweaked the interval between the yellow and the red. So it goes green, 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 yellow, yellow, red. Then it goes green, 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 yellow, red. And you can't stop in time. And then they give you a ticket. They took advantage of our trust. There ought to be a special penalty. Immediate penalty, immediate karma that we mete out to people who take advantage of our trust. You have to vote for it before you can read it. That kind of breach of trust. Rich Eden, thanks so much for being with us today. See you next
week. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.